It's time for your Outdoors Angle Podcast with the Flag's professional angler, Steve Kearney.
Good day, Flag family. Steve Kearney here with another podcast, another series of weekly little visits we have. I'm going to talk today about a hard house versus a portable pullover type ice house. I'm kind of a portable guy. I always have been my whole life. I like the ability to put all my gear in there, pull it behind me, flip it on over, and it gives me the ability to move around and be very, very mobile, which is really a big key in ice fishing. I thought I'd try something a little different last week, and I actually acquired a hard house, an aluminum house made by Ambush in Detroit Lakes, a really sweet little house, very small, 5 feet by 7. And I've never had a hard house before, but I thought I would try it just to kind of see how it goes. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, a lot of digging them out of snowstorms and hauling it around, but I'm sort of thinking in terms of comfort now more so than a portable. You know, portables are great when it's 20 degrees and no wind, but when you got wind and 5 degrees, it's not a whole lot of fun. But I thought I'd use this as another option. I put it on a pretty decent walleye spot, and I've been getting fish there almost every time. I also learned a lot about a buddy of mine who's got a wheelhouse, which is basically the same thing, a hard house, but it's got an axle and wheels on it. And we spent 3.5 hours trying to dig that thing out the other day, and it just justified my belief in my skid house. Anything with wheels is just not practical. If you're at a resort and you've got plowed roads, you certainly can haul your ice castles around and your axle and wheelhouses are fine. But if you're out freelancing these lakes like I do, you really want a hard house that's got skids on the bottom, because those skids will allow you to get over snow drifts and through ditches and handles just about everything. It kind of floats over the top. And you still have some pretty good portability with the smaller skid house as well. You can easily move it around with a four-wheeler. That's what I do. And or you can also use it as kind of a base camp. You can use that as your headquarters and then grab your portable and, you know, and venture out on these new spots and always come back there to get warm and stuff. But yeah, it's kind of a comfort thing. I just take my little heater out of my portable and put it in that skid house, and it keeps it, you know, very nice. I auger out new holes every time I go in there. So it's kind of a new experience. Up here in Lakes Country, you know, we've had a pretty good dose of snow recently. And a lot of the issues going on right now is access to getting to where you want to go. And what that means is there's not a lot of plowed roads. You're kind of on your own, and you have to be really very careful. Nobody's driving vehicles yet. I highly recommend you don't do that. It's been basically a snowmobile and ATV affair, and I've been one of the very few that's been able to access, you know, my really good spots because of this small hard house and the portable. We haven't had any slush issues yet, but it's been pretty warm, and we get one more dump of snow, and it's really going to change things. But the ATV, I would say, would be the best way to go right now, probably for the next couple of weeks. You can pull out your small hard house, your portables. You can put a plow on and plow yourself out. That's really the best way to go. And a snowmobile is a good backup as well. So that's kind of what's happening up in Lakes Country. It's the bite has been very, very good, although very short. You can almost set your clock by it. 4:45 till 5:30. The walleyes come in like crazy, and it's a good bite for 45 minutes, and then they stop. And believe it or not, there's not even a morning bite. It's kind of funny. Normally when you have an evening bite, you usually have a bite early in the morning at first light, but that hasn't been happening. It's just that 45-minute quick evening bite, but it's been good. And I've been moving out gradually into a little bit deeper water, too, and I've moved my ambush house a couple of times just to kind of coincide with the way the walleyes move a little bit deeper now as we get into January. So hitch them up. It's a great season to get out. We've got good ice. Fishing is great. Go get them.
Love the outdoors? So does Steve Kearney, the Flag's professional outdoorsman. Check out the latest from Steve Kearney online at AM1100theflag.com.